Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 13, Text 42, in the matter of appearance of Lord Varaha. Translation perfect by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. O Lord, for the residential purposes of all inhabitants, both moving and non-moving, this earth is your wife, and you are the Supreme Father. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you, along with the Mother Earth, in whom you have invested your own potency, just as an expert sacrificer puts fire in our own wood. Perfect. The so-called law of gravitation, which sustains the planet, is described here as the potency of the Lord. This potency is invested by the Lord in the way that an expert sacrificial Brahmin puts fire in the iron and wood, by the potency of Vedic monks. By this arrangement, the wood becomes habitable. By this arrangement, the world becomes habitable for both the moving and non-moving creatures. The conditioned souls, who are residents of the material world, are put in the womb of Mother Earth in the same way as the seed of a child is put by the father in the womb of a mother. This conception of the Lord and the Earth as father and mother is explained in the Bhagavad Gita 14.4. Conditioned souls are devoted to the motherland in which they take their birth, but they do not know their father. The mother is not independent in producing children. Similarly, material nature cannot produce living creatures unless in contact with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam teaches us to offer obeisances unto the mother along with the father, the Supreme Lord, because it is the father only who impregnates the mother of all energies for the substance and maintenance of all living beings, both moving and non-moving. Translation. O Lord, for the residential purposes of all inhabitants, both moving and non-moving, this earth is your wife, and you are the Supreme Father. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you, along with Mother Earth, in whom you have invested your own potency, just as an expert sacrificer puts fire in the iron wood.
That is oil, diesel oil, petrol. This is actually the blood of Mother Earth. And when Hiranyaksha had exploited the earth to a certain point, she became depleted of all of her blood. And in that helpless state, she sank down into the Patala region. When Swayambhu Manu took birth from Lord Brahma, he requested him that, where am I to reside? And Brahma started to contemplate on that. For that purpose, he actually performed a yajna, and according to Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Bhakti Ratnakar, he came here to Koladwipa. These nine islands, Navadvipa, have always existed throughout eternity. There may be devastations, there may be partial and full devastations, but this Navadvipa Dham continues to exist. So at that time Lord Brahma came to Koladwipa and he performed a sacrifice to satisfy the Purusha. And at that time from his nostril came the small ball, and slowly grew and grew, and eventually went down to the waters and brought Mother Earth back to float her again on the top of the water. And he re-energized her, the blood was put back, potency was once again there, that she could sustain the living entities. So the whole system of taking birth in this world, on the Earth planet, is through the grains. The rain comes down with the semen inside, or the living entities in their subtle coverings, and they enter into the earth, the grains come up, and then the different creatures, including human beings, they eat the grains, and so it goes on. So the father is Krishna. Originally Krishna is there as the Mahavishnu, and he impregnates the different universes by his glance. All the living entities are sent into the womb of Mother Nature, and that process is always there. Krishna is always the seed-giving father in every situation. So thus we have to come to some kind of understanding that Krishna is supreme, and accept him as the worshipful personality. Our understanding may be very small, or it may be very great, all the way up to Goloka Vrindavan, Govinda. But we have to start somewhere to surrender to the idea that God is the Supreme Father, is the Supreme Provider, Supreme Nourisher, Maintainer, and indirectly and directly the Supreme Destroyer and everything. So this process of surrender is what has to begin. In Bhagavad Gita it comes to Sarvadhammam Bhutvajya. But at some point, the aborigines are bowing down to the great acts of nature. These people are doing this, these people are doing that. As soon as the surrendering process starts, then there is some chance of moving forward in spirit. Of course, we need to come to the platform that we can actually surrender to a bona fide Vaishnava. A bona fide Vaishnava simply means that a person who is coming in the palm world. Better if he's more elevated on the Paramahansa platform, but somehow or other we have to come in contact with the Parampara and get ourselves under the shelter of the previous chariots of Krishna. That line which is going into the spiritual world, even beyond the spiritual world, into the Goloka, and eventually coming to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Tends these days to be so many speculations about this process. There's actually the moving forward in devotional life is not so complicated. We simply have to learn how to enter into a deeper and deeper mood of surrender, develop faith in the words of the Vaishnavas, words of the Shastras, Vishnu. And as that faith and surrender go deeper and deeper, then one will get more and more of a taste. And when taste manifests, then Bhakti Devi manifests. And when Bhakti Devi manifests, then actually Prema Bhakti Devi can manifest. Without a taste for devotional service, then one cannot advance very far. Just like if we're eating some dried out grass, hay, or whatever. How much can you eat? It's completely tasteless. After a while you get, no, I don't want to eat this. So if we're following devotional service in a completely mechanical way,
then before long, we just become tired. We will not want to follow the first principles of devotional service, and slowly we will give up the association of the Vaishnavas. So how to get this faith? How to get this taste? We have to hear from the Vaishnavas. We have to associate with the Vaishnavas who already have some taste of Krishna consciousness. Everything is by Paramatma. Everything. We cannot just take, or let me sit down by myself and study the books of me. No. Some knowledge may come, but realization will not come. Realization comes due to the association with Vaishnavas. Then the actual bhakti beat begins to grow in the heart. Taste of devotional service manifests. Love of Godhead actually becomes a tangible fact. The very first, when you put a kadapcham in your mouth or whatever, the first thing you get is the taste, and then the rest. It's a taste which drives us forward. Then pure bhakti can manifest. So we have to search out for that taste. If we're not getting a taste for chanting the name, a taste for the other activities here in chanting and smarnam, padmas, padasenam, if we're not getting a taste, then we can understand if something is wrong. Now some people, when they don't get a taste, they think, oh, let me just pretend. Let me just pretend that I'm enjoying Krishna consciousness. And even they're able to fool themselves for a time. And they manifest that they're happy, that they're this and that, running here and there. And Jiva Goswami is described this as Ratiya Bhasha. The one who's just pretending to have a taste. In other words, his heart is still hard. By hearing from the Vaishnavas, by chanting the holy name, by seeing the Lord, by bowing down, by all of these devotional activities, then the heart becomes soft and it slowly turns liquid. But if this is not happening, then we're not seeking out the right association. But instead we're coming in contact with so many putanas. Putana, she came to Mother Yasoda's house, completely disguised as a beautiful woman, young, beautiful woman. Milk was dripping from her breast, she was manifesting motherly affection. And so they accepted, oh, this is some great goddess of fortune or somebody, some demigoddess, come to see our Krishna. So they let her into feed Krishna, her breast milk. But in fact she gave the poison. So these false personalities who have nothing to give simply want to cheat. They're like a putana. And they will destroy the devotional service. So we need to seek out Vaishnavas who are actually engaged in Krishna consciousness, who are actually in a bona fide sampradaya and actually tasting Krishna consciousness. We need to get their association. Rupa Goswami pointed out that all of the activities of devotional service as explained in books like Mental Quotient, can also be offered to the Vaishnavas. So we have to learn how to associate with the Vaishnavas, how to serve the Vaishnavas, how to get some of that plain rust. So our heart will also become soft, become liquid plain. Because the real devotees, those eternal associates of Radha and Krishna, that's what they're made of, liquid plain. Totally in love with Krishna. They're totally surrendered to Krishna. There are many devotees in the spiritual world, but the gradations are looked at who is more advanced by the degree of their surrender to wanting to satisfy senses of Govinda. As one enters deeper and deeper into that mood, then one just becomes part of Prema Bhakti. One doesn't lose one's personality, but one just becomes part of Prema Bhakti. So we must seek out very carefully. We cannot blame anyone else if we're not getting a taste of Krishna consciousness. This is our responsibility. When all is said and done and this body falls down, then we have to fly the planes. So now we have to take that responsibility. Not sit back thinking, oh, anyway, it's just automatic. Let me just chant my 16 rounds anyway. Let me follow the regulated principles anyway. Let me do a little bit of service here and there. And yes, this is Vaidhi Bhakti, and it will bring one to the opportunity of pure Krishna prema bhakti. But that opportunity is coming in contact with those Vaishnavas who have that prema bhakti. And one has to step forward to accept that prema bhakti by offering menial service, surrendered service. Always it's submissive, submissive. Richard Maharaj is very submissively hearing Sukadeva Goswami. There is no limit to this surrender. There is no limit. In Goloka, which buses are always trying to surrender more and more to the mood of satisfying Krishna. And Krishna, being Krishna, supreme enjoyer, is always greedy and greedy for more and more enjoyment. So this competition is going on between Krishna and his devotees. So we can't think, oh yeah, you know, I'm a certain amount of surrender, that's surrender person. No. It's not enough. The surrendering process has to continue and continue and continue and continue from now to eternity. So we're learning to surrender, serving the Vaishnavas, offering obeisances, doing various menial activities for the pleasure of the deities and the spiritual master. But the moment we think, oh yes, I'm surrendered, I'm fixed up in Krishna consciousness, then that's the moment we will start to slip down. What is bhakti rasa? This ocean is so deep that one can dive in and swim deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, on and on and on. Never think that now I understand Bhagavatam, now I understand Gita, now I understand this, now I'm chanting Hare Krishna so nicely, or doing this service so nicely, that no. Now Srila Prabhupada used to always say, double it. You give some report to him of some service or other, and he'll say, oh, very nice, now double it. How is it possible? Devotional service is unlimited. The one thing which controls Krishna. It's always possible to double and double and double, on and on and on. The only thing which prevents us is our mood of not wanting to surrender beyond a certain point. And if we can't surrender, the answer is not to sit down and just lament about it. We have to sincerely cry out to Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare. And Krishna will send the necessary Vaishnavas to help us to surrender deeper and deeper. Our natural inclination, the natural inclination of the soul, is to be surrendered to Krishna. If there's some difficulty, then it is our false nature, the false covering, which we identify. Soul is a fish in the ocean of Prema, completely at home. Krishna is so kind, never at any time to leave us alone. When we choose to try to imitate him and end up in this material world, but he comes along with us in Paramatma, everywhere, from body to body, from moment to moment. He's manifesting again and again in various avatars, such as Varaha. He's continuously acting as our servant, Krishna. He's continuously acting as our servant. He's providing remembrance, forgetfulness, intelligence, providing all the ingredients of a whole material universe. Everything. Continuously acting as our servant until we're fortunate enough to come in contact with Vaishnava, who can point out, actually it's your business to serve Krishna. It's not his business to serve you. Oh Krishna, please give me this, oh give me that, give me this. Srila Prabhupada has made this wonderful society, Krishna Consciousness Society, so that we can associate together, that we can help each other advance in devotional service. We take shelter of this wonderful society, then yes, we can advance in the association of Russians. And seek out very carefully those Vaishnavas which are actually advancing on the path of devotion. And we must render menial service. If what we actually want is service devotion. The tendency of the conditioned soul, as we see here in Hiranyaksha's activities, is to exploit. Is to want to be the enjoyer, controller. The highest taste of that controlling propensity in the condition of living entities is to be the destroyer. So you see how the demons behave. They enjoy and then they destroy. But in this wonderful society, Srila Prabhupada had told that nothing can affect the society unless you yourself start committing offenses, Vaishnava Purana's case. If this happens, then it will be just like Hiranyaksha letting out the blood of the earth. This society was created by Srila Prabhupada for the sole purpose that living entities could come together and practice Krishna consciousness. And to give that opportunity to everyone, a house which the whole world could live. And it's a sacred duty of each member, and especially those members who are given positions within Islam, to provide the shelter that everyone can serve. And in exchange, it's everyone's duty to engage in service. As soon as the exploiting mood comes in, then the offenses start, and everything gets destroyed. How does it work? Intelligence becomes confused. We start arguing over simple aspects of philosophy. How does the palm flower work? Or maybe this, maybe that. Just like a bunch of fools. Palm flower has been going on since time immemorial. It's not confusing how it works. From one spiritual master to the next, and so on and so on. Srila Prabhupada laid out the philosophical points very clearly. But when offenses are there, and just like a full moon, slowly by digit, turns to darkness, then the intelligence of those persons who are being offended and those who are supporting offensive persons becomes diminished. Confusion reigns, and the opportunity for pure devotional service is affected. Because the very thing we're depending on is the Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Shastra. But if that Sadhu Sangha turns to our Sadhu Sangha, then what hope do we have? We don't want to become followers of Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, and so many others. We want to become followers of personalities like Prahlad Maharaj, Swayamvara, Mani.
great personalities like Vidura, Mahajans, great persons. Why are they great? Because they are devotees of Krishna. Let us not allow a situation to come about where all the blood of ISKCON is drained out, so that again Lord Chaitanya will have to appear and in course time Srila Prabhupada will come and pick everything up and establish it again. Prabhupada gave us 10,000 years for this ISKCON to grow and grow and grow like a beautiful lotus, and give shelter to all the conditioned souls. They can come and practice Krishna consciousness and make great advancement back to Goloka Vrindavan. Each one of us is responsible for our own devotional service, which makes us responsible for devotional service, for the practice of devotional service, for keeping devotional service on a pure platform. We have to take the responsibility of trying to help each other advance in Krishna consciousness. Which doesn't help us advance in Krishna consciousness is unnecessary criticism, unnecessary disputing over the philosophical points, speculation, unnecessary divisions into different camps. Oh, this is my guru, this is my camp. No, Prabhupada didn't make any such system. He made one ISKCON. Where everyone can exist cooperatively. But cooperatively can only work when both persons in the cooperation are cooperating with each other. And that cooperation is to help each other go back home to Godhead. Let us take full shelter of these wonderful instructions of Maitreya. Let us take full shelter of the example of Vidura, who is listening so submissively, even though he's explained as actually being much more advanced than Maitreya. Because this is the process of devotional service. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.